The David Jarvis Show.
We'll be right back. We're already into the second hour of the programme right here with...
Dave Jarvis.
Got all the music you need between now and 4 o'clock this afternoon. And first off, it was Gloria Gaynor. And I am what I am. Sure you are, baby. And actually, that song comes from a new Broadway musical which has just opened. And the Broadway musical is called La Cage aux Folies. I don't know anything about that at all. I don't know how to speak French. So if anyone can translate that, you know the number. And I'll sort out some sort of prize for you if you can translate that for me and ring me up this afternoon. Dudley 212562 if you don't know the number, but you should know it by now. What does... Where's the sleeve again? As soon as I put anything down, it goes out of my head. What does La Cage aux Folies mean? I'm probably even pronouncing it wrong, but if you can tell me on Dudley 212562, I'll sort out a prize for you on this Christmas Eve. After that, it was Michael Brown, a lady from London, who's having all sorts of success, most recently in all the wrong sort of discos. The ones which I never frequent. From her LP called Manpower, it was the title track right there, and a lady who brought us a song earlier on in the year, which was called So Many Men, So Little Time. Do you remember that? It didn't really get much airplay, and I'm not surprised, really, but it was on the Jonathan King programme the other day, and that's what actually made me go out and get the album. You remember So Many Men, So Little Time? It's a really strange record. Let's just pop this on a bit right here. Got to get the right bit. I do like this. You've got to get ready to sing on in the chorus. Get ready, it's coming up. Come on, ladies. Have a bit of a fling. Okay, and the LP is called Manpower, and it comes from Michael Brown. Enough of this on the radio. Here's UB40 right now. From their Labour of Love album, Guilty. Played two in a row from UB40 right now.
Well, hello, baby. Come here, sit down and make yourself comfortable. Tell me something. How long have we known each other? About 10 months, huh? Say, what's that you got on your finger? An engagement ring? So you and John are engaged, huh? You know? He's a mighty lucky guy. He should be proud to have a woman like you. Listen, I've got something I want to tell you, and don't think I'm getting fresh or anything like that. But this thing been bugging me for a long time, you know. And it's kind of getting heavier and heavier each and every day. And I've just got to get off my chest. See? I've never seen anybody like you. I've never known anybody like you. Let me take you back to my childhood a while. See, we had a medium-sized family, you know, and we weren't rich. But my mother, she tried to bring us up the best she could. Didn't commit no crime or nothing. But I had to wait until I reached manhood to commit this crime. According to the report of love, if there is love. See, love is a thing that, well, you know, it's a bit like quicksand. The more you wriggle, the deeper you sink. And when it hits you, you've just got to fall. That's why I do believe that I'm guilty.
Said I'm guilty of loving you.
would like to write to us, then the address is as follows. It's County, P.O. Box 319, Edenbridge in Kent. That's P.O. Box 319, Edenbridge in Kent.
Cheerio, cheerio, baby.
UB40 from their great album, which everyone seems to love, called The Labour of Love. It's already yielded the hit singles Red Red Wine, Many Rivers to Cross, and also Please Don't Make Me Cry, and you'd think that after taking three singles off there, that the rest of the album wouldn't be up to much, but you'd be far wrong. It's a good album, and we heard two tracks from it right there. The first one was Guilty, which is my own favourite on the album. And then after that it was Cheerio Baby. And the album, Labour of Love, contained songs which were all previously hits for people during the 60s and 70s. Reggae artists, of course. People like Jimmy Cliff and other people too. The album's quite good. UB40 returning, as they might say, to their roots on that album. It's good. Hope they come up with some more stuff like that very, very soon. Because, of course, UB40 went through a period of around... 1982, beginning of 1983, where they didn't have any hits at all, and there, smash bang, the middle of 83, they were there with a number one with Red Red Wine. Okay then. Actually, Red Red Wine should be appearing on my programme tomorrow afternoon. It's not tomorrow afternoon at all, actually, it's Boxing Day. Hang on. Talk amongst yourselves for a minute while I just get down here amongst all the dedications and everything else and look at the programme schedule for tomorrow. Okay, then, now tomorrow afternoon what's happening is that I'm here between 2 and 4 again. What we're going to be doing between 2 and 3 o'clock is playing you some good music, and then between 3 and 4 we're going to do the local sales chart. What is going to be the Christmas number one? Everyone's asking that question, and we'll be finding out tomorrow afternoon between 3 and 4. So hang around. Don't forget tomorrow afternoon, I'll be on there from 2 till 4. 3 till 4, we'll do the local sales chart. Then, on Monday the 26th of December, on Boxing Day, I'll be here from 2 till 4 again. And for the whole 2 hours, we'll be counting down the top 30 bestsellers of 1983. UB40 have got to be in there, surely, with Red Red Wine, amongst other people like The Police, Rod Stewart, Elton John. 1983, the year they all came back. It's going to go down in history as being that, I'll tell you. And well, that's happening on Boxing Day between 2 and 4. We'll be counting down the top 30 bestsellers of the year. Not compiled locally, which is a bit of a drag, because our dealers couldn't get it together for us. Slapped wrists for them. They said they were too busy over the Christmas period, because the dealers which we use for the normal local sales chart said they were too busy. So we're having to use the national one, but the good news is that no one else has got it first. We'll be doing it first on the air here at County, all over the West Midlands, 2 till 4 on Monday afternoon, Boxing Day, with yours truly, Dave Jarvis. Be around there, won't you, eh? Okay, then, still got stuff to come this afternoon from Genesis. The Eurythmics of their album Touch is just brilliant. Got some stuff coming up from that. And also more stuff from Culture Club 2, and also some more from Duran Duran before the end of the programme. Got Status Quo as well. It's all here. Stay with me. Right now, ladies, it's your turn. Come on, get on that table and boogie down to this one.
I've been trying for hours just to think of what exactly to say. I thought I'd leave you with a letter or a fiery speech, like when an actor makes an exit at the end of a play. And I've been dying for hours trying to fill up all the holes with some sense. I'd like to know why you gave up and you threw it away. I'd like to give you all the reasons and what everything meant. Well, I could tell you goodbye or maybe see you around with just a touch of a sarcastic thanks. We started out with a bang and at the top of the world. Now the guns are exhausted and the bullets are blank. Come on and look at me and greet them and leave. If I could only find the words, then I would write it all down. If I could only find a voice, I would speak. Oh, it's there in my eyes. Oh, can't you see me tonight? Come on and look at me and greet them and leave. The candles are dark, the guns are exhausted, and the bullets are blanks. And everything's blank. If I could only find the words, then I would write it all down. If I could only find a voice, I would speak. Oh, it's there in my eyes. Oh, can't you see me tonight? Come on and look at me and read them and weep. Oh, it's there in my eyes. I'm coming straight from my heart. It's running silent and angry and deep. Oh, it's there in my eyes and it's all I can say. Come on and look at me and read. Oh,
first a hit for Meatloaf about a year and a half ago. Well, at least it was in America, but it didn't make it over here. So Barry Manilow decided to record it, and it's got it in the charts right now for him. It's a good single as well. It's called Read 'Em and Weep, and it was produced by Jim Steinman. And a bit of a change for Barry as well, because actually a few years ago... Let's make it even more recent than that. A few months ago, I hated Barry Manilow, but I'm beginning to change my ideas towards him. I mean, that single is good. It's very rocky, it's very Americanized, and I think that's a good single by Barry Manilow, and I don't care. So, there. I love that record. Read 'em and Weep, Barry Manilow, and I don't care admitting it either. It's a good single. That should be number one. Hopefully it will be anyway, very, very soon. Okay then, Dudley212562 is the dedication hotline right now. That's Dudley212562 if you want to get in on the festive fun here at County over the Christmas period. Okay then, now 1983 has gone really quickly for me. I don't know how quickly it's gone for you, but it seems to have just flown by for me. At the beginning of the year I was working with some other radio stations, and then halfway through the year I found myself back on County after quite a few years away. I never thought I'd be back, but here I am. And looking back on it, what an eventful year it's been for me. Hopefully 1984 will hold more for me, and hopefully more for you as well. If it's been a bit of a drag this year for you, that's a shame. Hopefully 1984 will do more your way. That's the thing which I hope for you anyway. Okay then, let's play another song right now. Got about 45 minutes left, and then later on, who have we got coming up? It's all the chaos in here, I tell you. Okay then. Oh yeah, great, can't wait. We've got Kelvin Scott coming up later. No doubt he's in the other room preparing his programme. The guy who's really average, as you'll get to find out later. Here's Duran Duran back on the record scene again.
You got me coming.
Bye.
there you have it. The first offering for 84, coming from Duran Duran, the local lads. Gonna be millionaires by now. And that's the new one, coming out on January the 9th, and it's a new moon on Monday. It's a good one as well. Must admit, first time I've heard that one. It's a good song. Okay then, time to go back, just a few months. Let's do another one from 1983 right now.
I play at my role, but even when I'm walking, tell me that it helps, but I know when I'm done. All those lonely fields, and all those lonely parties, now the feelings I've screamed, and the tears for real not acting anymore. I'm stuck inside, I want to run but I can't hide, however much we try.
Shadows but no
and this is County Radio, playing you all the music from now till 12 tonight. And Genesis from their LP. Cool Genesis, a very original title, I know. And considering that the songs are really good on the album, I would have thought that they could have put a bit of thought into the title. The track there, A Home by the Sea, and before that it was the Style Council, one of the new names in the scene on 83, and A Long Hot Summer, the best one they've done so far in my opinion. Good song, that one. Actually, looking back over 1983, a lot of new names have appeared on the charts, haven't they, eh? People like Howard Jones and the Thompson Twins, and, well, just had the Style Council there. Culture Club have really done well in 1983, and as well, a lot of the old names have come back as well. People like Rod Stewart, Elton John, and, well, loads of others too, which don't spring to my mind at the moment. A lot of the bands have also split up in 1983 as well, including, of course, Yazoo, the Funboy 3, Soft Cell. You name them, they've all been splitting up during 1983, and a lot of the names as well who dominated the charts in 82 haven't done so well in 1983. Namely Kim Wilde and Toya. But this band, they've just kept going right the way through all of it. Status quo. High in the charts at the moment with Margarita Time. Oh yes, please. Captured my heart. Make mine a double. Captured my memory. Captured the time for me. I could see the time for me was gonna be deep in my heart. Deep in my memory. Take my chance with you. Picture a dream. Picture a fantasy. Picture the moon and me. Mystery. You and me. A mystery. Lost in a dream. Status Quo, Margarita Time, and that's going to be the best one from them this year. It's going like a bomb up the charts, and if you fancy one of those margaritas, haven't got too long to wait till the party starts tonight on Christmas Day. It's coming up very, very soon indeed. Cool and the Gang right now, straight ahead. Got a quick dedication right here. They keep on coming in, don't they, eh? Okay, then let's have a look here. Okay, then hi to Jim in Eldon. Good afternoon, Jim. Thanks for calling. The signal's quite good over there. wanted any record. This is for you this afternoon.
But you always saw the light, and now you're ready for your journey. One direction, reaching high. The feeling of the spirit always present as you climb. One direction, one vibration. That's the message. Let's try. Always present as you climb. One direction, one vibration. That's the message. You can make it if you try. Straight ahead, moving straight ahead. Straight ahead. Oh yeah. Let's go.
Promising myself a nice Christmas present. I was thinking of buying myself a new Kool & the Gang album, but over the last week or so I just haven't got round to doing it. So I've heard the album's good, it's called In the Heart, and the single's terrific. It's called Straight Ahead. It's a good song. And that one goes out this afternoon for Jim over in Eldon. Signal was quite good over there, he said, on medium wave. Play him any record? That was for you, okay then.
Do you deal in black money? Do you deal?
album is Colour by Numbers, and the band, of course, are Culture Club. And I see them taking over the reins from Duran Duran as Britain's most popular band next year. The album is just out of this world. In fact, I could sit here and play all the tracks off them, and they all are just as good as each other. It's so difficult picking out a couple to play. I must play it for you tomorrow as well. Some tracks off that tomorrow. The Culture Club album, Colour by Numbers. And that was Black Money. And, oh, just for the moment, the names of the two girls escape me. But there's two girls who I know quite well. Well, when I say quite well, I've seen them from a distance, and I can tell they're real Culture Club fans. They're two girls, and I heard their names somewhere a couple of days ago, but it's gone and slipped my mind. But anyway, to the two girls who love Culture Club, that one's for you. Okay, then. What are their names? Oh, no, it's just not going to come. Anyway, for the two girls who love Culture Club, you know who you are. Okay, Dave Jarvis is sending that one to you this afternoon. Happy Christmas to you. And of course, Christmas is the time when everyone likes to be together with their families and everything. And 1983 has been quite an eventful year for me. And from my point of view, I've got to thank all the people who've made this possible, especially on County, and who've made it possible for me to be in touch with you. So thanks to everyone who's made County Radio possible, and especially thanks to Stevie Merrick for inviting me back here. Without him, my career in radio would have ended a few months ago. No, not really, I would have struggled on somehow. But like I say, thanks to Stevie Merrick and the rest of the people at County who have made me welcome in my return to County this year. Okay then. Actually, I must have a quick personal dedication here as well before I forget, and have my wrist slapped as well. Gotta say hi to Mush this afternoon. Hopefully I'll be seeing her at some time during tomorrow. So if you're listening this afternoon, Mush, don't forget, you've got to meet me tomorrow sometime. I don't care when it is, just as long as it's not between 2 and 4, because I'm on the air then. But any other time will do me fine, okay? Just pop down to my house, I'm bound to be there. Sometime during tomorrow. And also, I must say hi to Clive as well, and who else? Also to Paul, and also to Andrew as well. Okay then. Oh, and also Fred. While I'm at it as well. Okay then, got a few more to go. Actually, these 2 hours of this morning, or rather this afternoon, have really flown by. It seemed like 5 seconds since I was starting the programme. Got a few more to go before the end of the prog, and here's one of them coming from Paul McCartney and the Pipes of Peace, this one.
I light a candle to our love. In love our problems disappear. But all in all, we soon discover that one and one is all we long to hear. All around the world, little children being born to the world. Got to give them all we can till the war is won. Then we'll be done. Help them to learn songs of joy instead of burn, baby burn. Let us show them how to play the pipes of peace.
Play the pipes of peace.
Save this planet we're playing on.
Is it the only one?
What are we gonna do? Help them to see that the people here are like you and me. Let us show them how to play the pipes of peace.
Play the pipes of peace.
Thank you.
Stripes of Peace, coming from Paul McCartney. That one's going to be a big, big hit at the beginning of January of next year. It's a good track from the album Pipes of Peace, of course. Okay then, I'm off right now. Time's just flown by. Hang around, because Calvin Scott is coming up in a moment, and I'm off to wrap all my Christmas presents for tomorrow. Whatever you're doing for the rest of the afternoon, look after yourself and be back on your radio. Be with me tomorrow afternoon between 2 and 4, won't you, eh? Until then, we'll leave you with the Eurythmics, a track which I've been promising you throughout the whole of the programme. Keep the best till the end. This is their new single called Here Comes the Rain Again. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye for now.
I want to die.